The Queen's Fool by Philippa Gregory, read by Amelia Fox. Summer 1548. The girl, giggling and overexcited, was running in the sunlit garden, running away from her stepfather, but not so fast that he could not catch her. Her stepmother, seated in an arbour with Rosamond roses in bud all around her, caught sight of the 14-year-old girl and the handsome man chasing around the broad tree trunks on the smooth turf, and smiled. He snatched at the hem of the girl's swinging gown and caught her up to him. "A forfeit," he said, his dark face close to her flushed cheeks. Like quicksilver, she slid from his grasp and ran to the far side of an ornamental fountain with a circular bowl. Elizabeth's excited face was reflected in the surface as she leaned forward to taunt him.
"Can't catch me!"
She leaned low so that he could see her small breasts at the top of the square-cut green gown. She felt his eyes on her, and the colour in her cheeks deepened.
"I can catch you any time I want to," he said.
"Come on then," she said.
She gave a little scream and dashed away again down an alley of yew trees, where the Chelsea garden ran down to the river. The Queen, smiling, looked down again at her sewing and did not see her handsome husband catch Elizabeth, whirl her around, put her back to the red papery bark of a yew tree, and clamp his hand over her half-open mouth. Elizabeth's eyes blazed with excitement. When he realized that she would not scream, he took his hand away and bent.